Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's been about 10 years now, maybe a little bit more, that we have been talking on a regular basis here on Issues Etc. about laws that either protect the conscience of those who are in the healthcare industry or laws that undermine their right to conscience. Conscience is becoming a big idea. It's not only the woman's right to choose. Now in Illinois, the doctor has no right to oppose the idea or remain silent on the issue of abortion. With the signature of Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, now Illinois doctors and other healthcare workers are more or less required to violate their consciences. We're going to be talking about this bill signed into law with Emily Zender, Executive Director of Illinois Right to Life. Emily, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
Does the Illinois governor's signature effectively gut the Illinois Healthcare Right to Conscience Act that it amended?
It did. It told doctors, medical professionals, pregnancy resource centers that unless you participate in referring for abortions, discussing the benefits of abortion, then you're going to get yourself in hot water. And so now all medical professionals are required to be advertising, walking advertisements for the abortion industry.
Does it require a doctor if a woman, let's say a woman comes in seeking prenatal care or something like that? That's all she is really looking for. Does he have to strike up the abortion conversation with her?
Well, what the law says is that abortion has to be presented as a legal treatment option. So if a doctor is working with a couple who has a child who's 5 months and not born yet, and then they find out that the child has Down syndrome, the doctor now has to present abortion as one of those legal treatment options for that couple. And if that couple decides, yes, I want to go ahead and abort my child because it has Down syndrome, then the doctor is required to provide them with places where the couple can go and abort their child.
Abortion is legal all 9 months of pregnancy in the United States. To me, this is the sloppiest kind of law in the world, because it seems to me that if he's going to run strictly by the letter of the law, someone comes in at 8 months, he has to say, you know, abortion's still an option.
Yeah, you know, it really puts our medical professionals in a terrible place because it doesn't allow them to follow their own conscience, to follow the medical ethics that they have spent years learning and are now practicing, and instead they have to participate in abortion. And I have to say, as a woman, I am offended that our politicians believe that women are too unintelligent to find an abortion clinic for themselves in the age of Google and smartphones, that instead our medical professionals have to sit there and assist us by giving us a list of places that we can go contact.
Do we know what kind of penalties doctors or healthcare professionals would face if they choose to exercise their conscience rather than the dictates of this law?
Well, you know, the law is very vague, and it's very poorly written. I can tell you for one nurse by the name of Sandra Mendoza, she ended up being forced to quit her job by the Winnebago County Health Department because she would not refer for abortion. She had been there for 18 years. She was a pediatric nurse, and they told her, you either refer for abortions or you're done. And so we expect to see that as a consequence panning out a lot more here now that our medical industry is becoming more hostile to pro-life medical professionals.
Is Illinois leading in this, sad to say, but leading in this move against the conscience of healthcare professionals?
Well, this bill has been proposed in other places, like in California. There's currently lawsuits going on because there's a very similar one there. So I wouldn't say Illinois is leading, but we are certainly falling in step behind some of the more liberal places and making our medical industry much more hostile.
Does the governor's signature effectively make abortion the state preferred option when it comes to what doctors tell their patients?
You know, it really does, because regardless if you're pro-life or pro-choice, there are people of good faith on both sides, and this is now forcing people who are pro-life to say the benefits of abortion. So doctors not only have to provide this as an option, now they have to say the benefits of abortion, and what the government will deem as the benefits of abortion is really lost on me.
How did this law come to Governor Rauner's desk?
This law was proposed about a year ago in the General Assembly, and the pro-life movement had done what most people thought was impossible originally, and it was we killed this bill time and time again over the course of a year, and then by a very slim vote, by just two extra votes, it ended up passing out of the General Assembly, and no Republican member voted for this bill in its last vote. And then Governor Rauner, who's a Republican, ended up siding 100% with Democrats and signing this bill. So that was quite shocking and appalling to us that he would buck his entire Republican members in the General Assembly.
Well, we knew that he was pro-choice, but doesn't signing this law go beyond just being pro-choice?
Well, you know, pro-life people who have been in this state and working in this movement for decades have told me that this is the most pro-abortion bill that has expanded abortion, the quote-unquote abortion rights. This is the most pro-abortion one that a governor has ever signed. And Governor Rauner, he made the conservatives a campaign promise. He said, I'm going to steer clear of social issues. I don't have a social agenda. I'm here to fix our state. And many pro-life people trusted that. They voted for him. And now we are unfortunately suffering those consequences of him not keeping his campaign promise.
How do you respond to Illinois Republicans who say we have to have pro-choice governors like Jim Edgar, like Bruce Rauner, in order to win the governor's race in Illinois?
Yeah, I absolutely disagree. I believe that Illinoisans are overwhelmingly intelligent about this issue. And our politicians need to learn to discuss this issue, to discuss being pro-life, what this means in a more intelligent and intellectual way. And that will encourage Illinois people to be voting for the good governors that will uphold a beautiful state of life here in Illinois. So I say we need to continue our work of education in the state. We need to continue learning about how this issue hurts families, hurts women, kills unborn children. And the more that message is projected and done well, the better off that we will be in electing a pro-life governor.
Now that this has been signed by the governor, what can be done to reverse it?
Well, we are working with pregnancy resource centers, doctors, medical professionals to review all the options here. We've been promised lawsuits by the Thomas More Society, by Alliance Defending Freedom, two fantastic pro-life law firms, because there's really no option with this bill. The pro-lifers cannot comply because this bill forces us to participate in the killing of unborn children. It's that simple. And so there's a lot of different options being discussed. It does not go into effect until January 1st, 2017. So we have some time to review these options and decide how to proceed.
What do you say to someone who, a doctor, another healthcare professional out there, who says, what does this mean for me? Should it survive and be implemented? What do you say to them?
Well, I say that you are very special to the pro-choice movement. And the reason they are coming off after healthcare professionals is because they want you to sit down and to be quiet. Because it is science that is pro-life. It is science that is going to win this battle, going to eliminate the most awful human rights injustice of our time. And so right now, when it gets tough and it's really hard, I just encourage all medical professionals to take faith, stand up, continue to be strong, and stick by your morals. Because the more medical professionals that exit this, you know, medical industry, the better off the pro-choice movement is going to be. So I say stay tough and really stand up for life.
Emily Zender is Executive Director of Illinois Right to Life. You'll find out more about Illinois Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Emily, thank you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for having me.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Shane Rosenthal. There's a Silicon Valley church, a hipster church, called C3SV. It stands for City Church. Let's see, City Church something else. That's the C3. Everything has to be letters and numbers now. Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is not known as a hotbed of religious fervor, but things are changing. This hipster church, the hippest in town, is trying to capitalize upon what they find there in Silicon Valley. Young professionals making their way up the corporate ladder in tech, making a lot of money, and looking for something to feel good about besides their work. Shane Rosenthal will be our guest after this.
The church's music from the 20th century. The 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
At Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, we are mostly looked down upon by cool people. They're always telling us that we take ourselves too seriously. That apparently is the uncoolest thing on the planet. We are theological nerds. We get more incensed by bad exegesis than a group of comic book fans who find out the hero was just dreaming. Some people want us to calm down, but we aren't going to. Redeemer, Fort Wayne, haven for theological nerds.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging. And what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.